equal interval scales are ordinal in the sense that you have a first, a second, a third, a fourth, etc. But they have that additional property of equal spacing. And there's a big jump from nominal to ordinal, a huge jump in terms of what you can, in terms of the sophistication and the operations that you can perform on data that are ordinal versus nominal. Also a jump from ordinal to interval, although not one that people pay quite as much attention to. Technically, most of the statistics we're going to talk about for the rest of the semester require that you have an interval data or interval scale under that's underlying your data. However, it's something that we tend not to pay as much attention to as we should. In fact, much of the data in psychology tends to be ordinal, and you know, I'll get to that in a minute. For an interval scale, we have these places for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and the distance between 1 and 2 is exactly the same as the distance between 6 and 7, and that's true throughout the entire interval, and that's what we mean by equal spacing. There's no true zero with an interval scale, so that you can have negative numbers. There's no true zero, but the distance between negative 31 and negative 32 is the same as the distance between 1,000 and 1,001. So there are equal intervals throughout the range, but there's no real zero. When any zero we have is arbitrary. Okay, so let's look at centigrade. It's a good example. Centigrade, obviously a temperature scale, has a zero, but it has a minus 1, a minus 100. The zero is arbitrary. It's the freezing point of water. But that's an arbitrary choice. We could have made a freezing point of something else zero, or it could have been a boiling point. It doesn't really matter. It just happens to be where we said zero was going to be. You can have 100 degrees centigrade. You can have minus 100 degrees centigrade. What you know is that a 1 degree change in temperature is the same throughout the entire scale. The IQ test tends to be an interval scale as well. There's no real zero in IQ. It's an arbitrary number. In fact, we fix the IQ test such that the average score is 100, and virtually no one can get zero. It just doesn't go that low. So we think of the IQ score IQ scale as an interval scale. Now, if you go back to our aspirin and Tylenol example, we're going to have to choose between essentially ordinal and interval. It turns out that that's going to be an ordinal measurement because all we've got at the end of the experiment is subjects telling us how much better they feel. There's no way that we can know that a subject who, you know, gives us a 5 there's no way to know that the difference between a 4 and 5 in headache relief is the same as the distance between a 9 and a 10. So that kind of rating scale that we were talking about in the Tylenol experiment is really an ordinal scale, and it's very common to what a lot of measurements in psychology are.